The Troy Waterfront Farmers Market said Wednesday it will not operate at its proposed new home at 1 Monument Square. The development project, which will occupy a downtown location on the banks of the Hudson River, was to provide a permanent home for the market that draws thousands. The building project will also include residential units and commercial space. Seth Jacobs, chair of the Troy Waterfront Farmers Market Board of Directors, said changes to the project's design would not provide enough space for the weekly event that has been growing for 16 years.
It takes a good-sized building to move an average of 6,000 people through in a day, and you know, a peak of 8,000 people in 5 hours. And the cost went up substantially, and so we didn't feel it was a responsible move to get to commit to involving the market.
Phyllis Underwood of Shushan Valley Hydro Farm in Washington County said she supports the board's decision.
We'll just continue to pursue our future opportunities for the market, and outside has been working for us very well for 15 years, so we can continue and until something else arises.
The One Monument Square project was faced with challenges with the property it would sit on. Jeff Kane, with developer the Kirchhoff Companies, said the One Monument Square design was changed in part to accommodate older surrounding structures.
They are much older structures, foundations, right against our property line. Foundations may, in fact, be on our property. And we've been advised by our geotechnical and structural engineers that we need to have some distance away from those foundations to avoid damaging the adjacent structures.
Kane said the project must also deal with the retaining wall along River Street, pushing the foundation of the building project back 10 feet. A water main and utility corridor also complicate things. The site was the home of a former city hall. The project continued its site plan review process this week and faces a vote Friday by the Troy Industrial Development Agency on an $11.7 million financing package. Last year, the state awarded the developers a $1.5 million grant. At the time, it was promoted as assisting relocating the market into a permanent home at One Monument Square. Kane said the funding would not be affected.
The grant's really about job creation in downtown Troy, and you know, we believe that the ultimate tenant in the space will meet those grant requirements.
The Troy Farmers Market will go back to tents in the summer and will spend another winter inside the Troy Atrium. Kane said the plans for One Monument Square would include public space in front and behind the structure overlooking the river, an asset to the market in the warmer months. Jacobs said the Troy Waterfront Farmers Market will keep moving forward despite the change of plan.
We're patient and we'll wait for the right thing.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.